This.
What's the thing that really makes you feel alive?
For some people, maybe it's something
exhilarating, skydiving.
For some people, maybe it's something quiet, a hike through the woods, a time in prayer or meditation.
For some people, maybe it has to do with world-changing ideas. I'm going to make the world a better place today. This is the idea.
And for others, maybe it hits closer to home. I'm going to clean a closet today.
Whatever that thing is, though, as long as it's something good and uplifting instead of greedy or harmful, it's worth pouring yourself into. You feel it when you're doing that thing. Yes, this.
On the flip side of that, though, is what's something that holds you back? And maybe that's a harder question.
It may be the same thing that is exhilarating, quiet, world-changing, or close to home.
It's just a question. What holds you back from pouring yourself into what really makes you feel alive? And how are they connected to each other?
In today's Bible reading, Jesus saw through the mask that the rich person wore. The person followed the rules and probably did a whole lot of good. Jesus saw that the person's wealth was holding them back. How did Jesus know these things? Some people are just very perceptive about stuff. Jesus was also Jesus, so maybe he got to see stuff that no one else gets to see. Too much money holds some people back. Also, not enough money holds some people back. The endless pursuit of money holds people back. Running out of money holds people back. So what are we supposed to do? Why does money complicate things so much? Why does it make things possible? Why does it hold things back?
Maybe bigger question, a question to really answer is, what does it mean to look beyond it?
Ignore it, but look beyond it. You remember, Jesus told the rich person to sell everything they had and then follow him. And the rich person couldn't do it. They weren't ready to give up their stuff and let Jesus be the center. But really, who wants to give up their stuff and let Jesus be the center? Can't we do both? Can't we keep our stuff and have Jesus at the center? Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter God's realm, the kingdom, God's neighborhood. And right then, that day, I think, that's when the debate began. Camel through a needle's eye? Really? He can't mean that. It must be one of those things that means something else. And scholars and Bible readers, Bible studiers have talked about it for years, since Jesus said it. And some have come up with very tidy explanations. The eye of the needle is the name of the small door where a person could enter the city after the large gate had been closed. It was large enough to walk through, but a loaded down camel could not make it through. I watched a Bible character actor, sort of carry this one out further. He said that the only way a camel could make it through the eye of the needle would be to get rid of all the baggage and then stoop down on its knees and virtually crawl through the door. It's kind of a neat visual there. How could a camel make it through the eye of a needle? Get rid of all the baggage and crawl through on your knees. If only we're willing to strip off all the baggage, we'll make it through. But that's the problem with trying to explain this impossible, possible, possible, impossible thing. It makes sense. When we just think a little further than we had before, yeah, that could happen, but Jesus was talking about something that was truly impossible. The disciples said, well, then who can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, well, for you it's impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible. So when Jesus talked about a camel through a needle's eye, he was really talking about a camel and a tiny needle. Something totally impossible. But not impossible for God.
Because God is the God of making the impossible possible. God will be what the future requires.
That's God's name. Yahweh, that is such a holy name that in some congregations or in some religious expressions we can't even say that. But, you know, that Hebrew verb, Yahweh, I am, related to the Hebrew word Ehya, which means to breathe. God's name is like breath. But translations of God, I am who I am. I will be who I will be. I was who I was. It all kind of connects together. And the best way I've ever heard it described is, I will be what the future requires. Because it just puts it all wide and narrow at the same time. God is the God of making the impossible possible. And God is a God of generosity. So you might have gotten a mailing this week. There was an invitation that went out earlier, and then, oh, the stewardship mailing. It just came. Maybe it didn't come in your envelope yet, but it's stewardship season. It's the season where people start getting nervous because there's not enough. It's the season where we say, it's time to step up and meet our obligations. It's the season where we announce from the pulpit and in letters that we'll be receiving estimate of giving cards, time and talent cards, Sunday, November 11th, 11-11. Turn it up to 11-11. It's a season where we can't really bring all that we are to God and to know that God has wonderful plans for St. Paul's United Church of Christ. And here's the thing that's really important in all of that. I know lots of important things, but we can be generous knowing that there's enough because God is the God of making the impossible possible. We can be generous in giving to the ministries of the church. We can live in that generosity as we give of our time and our talent. We can ask prayerfully and respond actively to the question, what shall we bring for God's work in the world? God is the God of making the impossible possible. We can, we will, and we do live as a caring community of Christ as God makes the impossible possible. We can, do, and will be a people of prayer and action as God makes the impossible possible. We can, will, and do be a beacon of hope, justice, and peace as God makes the impossible possible. And God is right here with us saying, you can do this, I'm with you. I will be what the future requires. I am what now requires. I was what then required. You can't cage me. You can't put me in a place where you think this is exactly what I'm at, what I am. But I am is my name. I will be what the future requires. So over the next several weeks, consider what it is that makes you feel alive. And consider what it is that holds you back. Be willing to ask, what shall we bring to God? Be willing to bring it all. Not get rid of all of your stuff and just give it all. Bring it all. Bring your core. And trust that God will give you the ability to give generously. Live out love. Live out justice. Live out compassion. Live out generosity. Because, my brothers and sisters, that is what we do. Amen.